I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
All right, Cal, you got company now.
Eleanor Grayson has lived at a nursing home for 4 years, but she gets around on her own until recently.
Well, I could do everything until I had the hip surgery, and then now it's kind of holding me back.
She's one of the more independent residents at the Village of Somerville, an assisted living facility north of Charleston. While recovering from a hip replacement, she had a medical issue come up at the worst possible time.
She was having some acute problems and needs that needed to be addressed when a provider wasn't in the facility.
That's Dr. Russ Blackwelder, the associate medical director at the Village. He'd already gone home for the day when Grayson needed to see a doctor. Before 2016, that almost certainly meant that she was going to the hospital. But Blackwelder says that's not the case anymore.
We were able to connect via telehealth and work through those problems and fully evaluate her and saved her a lot of trouble.
Hey, Ms. Grayson.
Telehealth is the ability to connect a doctor to a patient remotely through technology. At the Village, the nursing staff has a cart with a monitor, a camera, and medical equipment that can transmit high-resolution video and sound over a secure internet connection. The doctors at MUSC can see and hear the patient in real time from 20 miles away.
We're able to see the patient through video. We're able to listen to their heart sounds, lung sounds, abdominal sounds. We also have the ability to assess rashes with a fancy special camera to evaluate skin, and we can even look in a patient's ears with our equipment.
According to Blackwelder, that's critical for elderly patients who are more vulnerable to sickness that could snowball into larger health problems.
The quicker we can catch things, the more likely we're able to prevent transfers to the hospital, to the emergency room. We have a wealth of data to show that our patients are better off if they stay in their home environment.
But that convenience is a luxury that experts say few older Americans have.
It's pretty minimal. I'm thinking in the high hundreds or the thousands as opposed to the millions.
That's Steve Chise, the chair of the Health Information Technology Committee of the American Healthcare Association. Several factors are impending growth for telehealth across the country, especially in rural communities.
The keys are electronic health record, broadband access, working with a good partner, training the staff, and getting people comfortable with the technology.
Dr. Blackwelder says the training was fast and the technology was user-friendly.
I had really good training, and one of the keys is working as a team with telehealth. So whenever there's a question, we have wonderful staff here and nurses that are more technologically adept than I am. So they very capably walk me through it. It's very easy to learn.
But broadband access still impedes growth in rural America. In a state where the Department of Health and Human Services classified 20 counties as rural, that's a difficult problem to address.
The biggest challenge you have with broadband access is what's referred to as the last mile. So there may be a fiber optic cable running down the railroad right away in one of these towns, but the challenge is getting it from the right of way and the fiber optics to the facility. That's the expensive part of the equation, getting it into the building.
While providers, insurance companies, and government agencies continue to work through the issues, Chai says the ability to expand quality care to underserved areas is a cause worth working for.
This is a great opportunity for everybody in rural America to have access to the same quality healthcare system that people in the urban areas have.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.